They be like, what it be like? Like, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Kevin Light My Way. Today, I wanted to share with you guys. I wanted to inspire my friends, my family, my people to understand that success is possible. Okay? First and foremost, success is possible. There's nothing stopping you from achieving, from obtaining your goals, your hopes, your dreams, the success that you have in your mind, in your heart, that you believe is set for you, divinely inspired, set apart by God for you. There is nothing stopping you. Okay? This is nothing more than fact. There's nothing stopping you. Too many times in life, we allow ourselves to be stopped by ideas and ideologies really set upon us by people who don't have the balls, the guts, you know, the work ethic to go out and do it themselves. So they in turn put these negative thoughts and ideas on others. They tell you, oh, it's not possible. You can't do that. I tried this and it didn't work. Well, bro, maybe I'm better than you. Maybe I'm smarter than you. Maybe I'm a harder worker than you. I know many times in life we don't want to say these things because we feel as if we're going to hurt people, but people don't give a damn about hurting you. Okay? That's the fact. That's the truth. And that's real. People don't care about hurting you. Okay? And I'm going to tell you this. Success can be achieved in a moment. That's it. That's the breakdown. That's the breakthrough. That's for somebody in here. Somebody clap if that was for you, brother. You know what I mean? Like, put it out there in the universe, in reality, in your head. Put it in your heart right now. That success can be achieved in a moment. And that's simply put by decision. Facts. You can make a decision in this moment. In this moment in time, to open up the realities and the windows of heaven. Fact. You can make a decision. There's always been so much stuff online talking about overnight success and you know, how there's unrivaled opportunity and chances and this global marketplace. And it's true. You know, the world has been so connected on a global scale to where a kid in the basement of some, you know, small town in Kansas or somewhere, or Oklahoma or Ohio or Alabama, can literally be in a basement and be making connections across the globe. This is happening every single day. There are kids, there are adults, there are people that are making it happen daily. And you too can be one of those people. You simply have to put forth the effort. You simply have to make a decision right now. Okay. But when it comes, you know, a lot of people say success can happen in a moment. And and many times we laugh. You know, I'm not talking about opening a website or launching a page, because that's not overnight. That takes a lot of effort. That takes time. But what truly is overnight, what can happen in a moment, is you making a decision, making a choice in your heart, in your mind, and changing your mindset that it will change everything in a moment. Everything changes. Just simply making a decision. Okay? And the truth is, you know, as Tony Robbins say, right? You can change your state, your physiology, and literally in a moment, and it will connect psychologically with the makeup, the chemicals in your mind. Okay? It's like this. When you can connect when you get in the mirror and you do affirmations, you know, affirmations are positive self-talk. Positive self-talk, you get in the mirror, boom. You know, I'm wonderful. I'm smart. I'm healthy. I'm energetic. I'm bomb. I'm one of the best. I'm the greatest. I'm the fastest. I'm strong. I'm intelligent. I can do it. It can be done. I'm positive. I'm productive. I'm a great father. I'm a great husband. I'm the man. You know, you can make these declarations in the mirror, and this positive self-talk will start to change your paradigm, your mindset, your subconscious thought. Because the problem isn't the work that we do. It is most of the time. You know, there's some people that's just lazy. There's some people that just don't want to do the work. They don't want to grind it out. But there is times when an individual can self-sabotage. You know, self-sabotaging is when it's what we all do, when your subconscious mind and your conscious mind have two differing ideas or opinions or truths. I'm not even gonna say opinion, it's truths, right? Your conscious mind is what is in the front, your frontal lobe. It's your daily, it's you, you know, it's you. Your subconscious mind is what you do subconsciously, your unknowing you, right? Your conscious decision. It's your it's actually your foundational choices, decisions, and beliefs. You know, that's one way that I would describe it. Your subconscious is your foundational you. In other words, if you believe consciously that you're strong, that you're productive, that you're a great person, that you can achieve, that you can do, that you know, all the great things. But subconsciously, you were taught from a young age that you're just like your daddy. You're not good. You're a cheater. You're not strong. You're incompetent. You always find a way to fail. You're not good. I can't believe you didn't do this. You didn't do that. You can't do anything right. Right. These subconscious you will always win. The subconscious you will always take the driver's seat because it's unknown. It's you unknowingly. It's you unknowingly. Making a self, you know, bringing to life a self-known prophecy, a self-prophecy, right? When a person's mother is mad at the father and tells the child, "You ain't just like your dad," that kid will in turn begin to self-mirror the identity that was put on versus who they really are. And many people say, no, that's just, you know, that's just who he is, or that's who that person was, because they genetically. No, it's not genetics. That's a decision. And when a child is small, whenever they can be influenced subconsciously, when they're being molded, that's when you should be giving life, speaking greatness, love, power into their life. But many times it's not. And when doing so, by doing so, you in turn cripple that kid, that person, their subconscious foundation at an early start. Now, you can easily, you know, break that down as Tony Robbins talks about with your physiology, connected with affirmations, and he calls them it's not affirmation, incantations. That's what he said. And it sounds crazy as hell. You're like, okay, doing magic tricks or something, right? But it's actually programming your mind by adding emotion to the affirmation. In other words, if I'm saying I'm happy and I have a blank expression upon my face and I'm in the mirror and I'm saying, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. Your body does not connect the words with something tangible or something that it can grab hold to, right? So what you do, you say, I'm happy. I'm happy. And you smile. You're full of joy and you smile. You put yourself in the, you connect with the happiest thought in your mind, right? The happiest thought. It may be a birthday party or receiving a card or a hug or the hug of a loved one. And you connect that memory with the physiology, the physical exertion, that smile, that, you know, that positive, that strength. You sitting up straight, standing strong. You're looking at yourself directly in the eyes. You're smiling. You're energized. And you say, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm full of joy. And by doing so, you begin to program your subconscious mind. Now, that's going a little deep on it, right? But you can actually go from winning, you can actually go from being a loser, having a loser mentality, to becoming a winner simply by adding this to your regimen, simply by adding the subconscious, waking the subconscious mind, changing the paradigm shift, and adding that to your work ethic. And if you don't have a good work ethic, add having a good work ethic, you know, grinding, getting it in, waking up early, exercising, attacking the day. Because if you allow stuff to happen to you, nothing ever will happen for you. I'm gonna say that again. If you always wait for things to happen to you, nothing will ever happen for you. And the reason I say that is you will never be a part of your own plan. You will always be a part of someone else's, because you're waiting for something to happen to you versus getting in the driver's seat. Get in the driver's seat and push. Choose the outcome and then go. Choose the outcome and then go. It's like MapQuest. It's like Google Maps. You have to have a destination. And if you choose your destination, you choose the end at the beginning. You know where you're going. And then you can make decisions to take you into your destination, towards your goals, towards your dreams, towards the levels of success that you are looking for, simply by choosing the outcome. Up front, choose the outcome. Choose your outcome. Choose your goal. Choose your destination. Choose the result. It's almost like you're watching a movie and you get to choose the outcome of the movie. That's your life. You get to choose the end. You do. Only thing that we can't control is how other people react. You can control everything about you. You control exactly how you react to everything that comes your way. Regardless of what comes your way, you can choose how to react. A death can come. A sickness can come. You can lose your job. You can get a job. You can be healthy. How you react? Will you have an attitude of gratefulness? Will you have an attitude of being kind? Will you have an attitude of being full of joy, peace, and tranquility? Or will you be a pissed off individual that cares nothing and only can find a reason to complain? That's a choice. You can choose right now to be successful. You can choose to be happy right now. You can choose to be the best person, the best father, the best husband, the best student right now. You can choose that. It's a decision. And everything else will come afterwards. But you have to make the decision now. You have to make the choice if you're going to be victorious. Success in a moment is completely possible. It's up to you. And it's up to the decisions that you make. Make one. Make a decision. Choose. Am I going to be successful? If it's yes, then make your yes. 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 I'm going to be successful. I am successful. That's how it starts. You make a decision to be something, and then you start claiming it in the moment. And now. Now becomes your success. So how would you act in success? Walk like that now. How would you talk to people if you had $1 million in the bank? We'll talk like that now. How would you make deals if you had money in the bank? Make deals like that. How would you move if you had a multi-million-dollar business? Now, obviously, you can't go out spending money like you got it if you don't have it. But the attitude, the swagger, the confidence, exude that now. Because those internal things have absolutely nothing to do with the outside world. It's a choice. You can choose those things. You can choose to smile. You can choose to be strong. You can choose to be fit. Get your ass up and go to the gym. You can choose that. You can choose to be healthy. You can choose to be passionate. You can choose those things. Choose success now. In this moment, you can achieve success. Just take the reins. Get in the driver's seat. Make the choice. Once you make the choice, you can turn the key and go. Make the decision. That's it. Till next time. That was the training. Success can be achieved in a moment. Success in a moment. Success now is yours. Till next time. Be blessed. Lights out. Chill.